Good afternoon, everyone.
各位下午好。
It is a privilege for me to come here to be with you and worship with you.
对迪特牧师来说，他很高兴在这跟大家一起崇拜。
I am a missionary with OMF International.
迪特牧师呢，他是 OMF International 的宣教士。
And I have been a missionary in Japan for 23 years.
他以前的23年中一直在日本做事工。
Right now we are on home assignment, 6 months here in Switzerland, 6 months in, we will be in America. My wife is American.
他迪特牧师太太是美国人，他现在Simon是半年在瑞士，半年在美国。
And we are intending to go back to Japan by next January.
他们接下去的计划是在明年的一月份再次回到日本去宣教。
So just a little introduction to us. We do have three daughters, grown daughters.
迪特牧师呢，他也有三个女儿，长大的女儿。
Okay. All right. We will go into our sermon today from Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 5, and you have just read it, so we will not read it again.
今天迪特牧师的sermon主题主要是使徒行传13:1-5，刚才我们已经读过了。
But before we go there, let's have a short word of prayer, okay?
在我们开始，我们也有一个阶段祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，感谢你，感谢你的话语。
We praise you that you love us, you care for us very deeply.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你爱我们那么深，那么的爱，那么切。
And thank you that through Jesus Christ, you have saved us and redeemed us.
再次感谢你，因为通过耶稣，你拯救了我们。
And thank you that through your Holy Spirit, you speak to us even now.
感谢你再一次，因为通过你的圣灵，通过圣灵来跟我们说话。
Bless this time together. Speak to us by your Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name.
让我们接下去把我们剩下时间再交托给你，让圣灵通再次跟我们说话。因耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
As a 19-year-old, God gave me a chance to go as a short-term missionary trip to Japan.
当迪特牧师在19岁的时候呢，神给他一个机会到一个简短的宣教事工在日本。
God clearly confirmed that this was the way forward for me through my fellow believers and people who prayed for me.
神通过了迪特牧师一个非常亲近的信徒，向迪特牧师确认，这才是迪特牧师前面的道路。
So they sent me with their blessing and with their prayers to Japan.
接下去呢，迪特牧师的同工们就送行迪特牧师，用他们的祝福和祷告。
While there in Japan, I met a couple from the USA, and our friendship became a key ingredient to me going to the US and attending then a Bible school there, pursuing the call to missions.
当迪特牧师在日本的时候呢，他遇到一对美国来的夫妇。迪特牧师跟美国这对夫妇的友谊，成为他促使迪特牧师去美国去一所神学院深造的动力。并且呢，在以后呢，他就追求出去宣教的呼召。
But it was over 10 years later before we finally got sent to Japan.
但是呢，在不是马上去日本，而是呢，经过10年以后，神再次呼召他去日本去宣教。
I was married by then, and we had 3 children, and had spent 4 years in Switzerland working in a church as an assistant pastor and youth worker.
在那时候，迪特牧师他已经结婚了，他有3个孩子，并且呢，他那时已经在瑞士，在一个教会里面工作4年，作为助理牧师和服侍青年的事工。
But when the time was right, God reminded us of His call for our lives, and in January 1989, we finally went to Japan for our first term of service with the mission, OMF mission.
当时机成熟的时候呢，神再次提醒了迪特牧师，那时候在89年的1月份，他们夫妇俩就到日本去，开始了他们第一次的侍奉。
Many young Christians ask themselves, what is it with this call from God?
这时呢，很多的基督徒问他们自己，究竟什么是神的呼召？
They wonder, how can I know what God's call is for my life?
他们一直在想，他们，我怎么知道神是在我的生命当中一直在呼召我？
And some might even worry, can I miss God's call?
有些人也会非常的担心，我会不会错过神的呼召呢？
Today, we want to examine what the Bible has to say about our calling and a specific call in regard to cross-cultural missions, looking at a specific example of how God led some of the early believers.
今天迪特牧师要帮助我们要详细的审查一下圣经上所提到的呼召，并且呢要学习一些具体的就是不同文化之间呼召例子，就像神是怎样带领早期的信徒。
Now, in the lives of Jesus' disciples, there is a definite point where Jesus calls each of them to come and follow him.
在耶稣门徒的生命当中，的确存在这样一个非常的时刻，那就是耶稣呼召他们的每一个人来跟随他。
And there is also a definite positive response by them.
并且所有的门徒们都做出了正确的、确切的回应。
So this is where it begins.
这也就是所有呼召的起源。
There cannot be a call unless we first have a life-changing experience with Jesus Christ.
所以再次强调一下，只有当我们遇见耶稣以后，我们的生命有了改变，我们才有机会听到神的呼召。
Let me tell you the story about Chiraishi-san, a friend of ours that we knew in Japan.
接下去呢，迪特牧师会给我们一个故事，关于他一个叫日本同事叫 Shirashi-san。
He attended one of the Alpha courses that we had presented。
这个日本朋友呢，他参加了他们迪特牧师的一个Alpha生命课程。
Yeah. He finally got baptized in a river outside Tokyo。
最后呢，他这位日本先生在东京的外面一条河里面受洗了。
What a joy to finally see this man respond to Jesus！
对于我们来说，所有的人来说，这是一种多么欣喜的事情，看到这个这位门徒、这位信徒开始回应神的呼召。
It took Shiraishi-san over 30 years from the first time he heard about Jesus until he responded.
关于这位日本先生，他花了他30年时间，就是说从他刚开始听到福音到最后，把他生命交托给耶稣。
He had studied the Bible with various missionaries over the years, but something always kept him from making that last step of commitment.
在过去的30年当中，Shirai-san 呢，他一直。通过各种各样的传道人来听学习圣经，但是呢一直有一件事情是阻止他把他生命跟随交托给耶稣，跟随耶稣。
We praise God for his mercy that he finally opened his heart to Jesus.
当然我们一直在感谢神，由于他的怜悯，最后才打开了他的心扉。
Another young man, Ken-san,accepted Jesus the first time he had heard the good news explained to him.
我们另外一个故事呢，是一个日本人叫 Ken-san。这个年轻人啊，当他第一次听到这个福音的时候呢，他马上就做出了回应。
This young man was a paper delivery guy working mostly at night, delivering papers at 3 o'clock in the morning.
这个年轻人他的工作就是送报纸的，他每天在晚上上班，就是早上3点钟以前呢，骑着摩托车出去送报纸。
After he had 2 serious accidents, one with a serious head injury, he had to quit his job and could not work anymore.
在他送报纸途中呢，他有发生过2次意外，一次呢非常严重，他伤了他的头，所以说呢，他必须要辞掉他的工作，他不能再工作了。
He got into a deep depression and actually wanted to commit suicide.
之后呢，他也得了忧郁症，一直想自杀。
So when one of our co-workers found him in the park and explained the gospel to him, He immediately accepted it and turned to Jesus.
迪特牧师的其中的一个同工呢，有一天在那个公园里面碰到了他，然后给他介绍福音。当这个Kenson 听到这个福音以后，他马上就做出回应。
Ever since then, he has been a hungry student of God's word, and he's a gifted evangelist. Eventually, he even attended Bible school and is now a leader in a church.
随后他信主以后呢，他一直在渴望饥渴神的话语，然后呢。并且呢，他也参加了神学院，到现在他已经成为一个教会的领袖。
Two different brothers in Christ, but in both cases, God in His mercy reached into their lives and saved them.
对这两位弟兄来说，他们是完全两种不一样的情况，但是呢，神用他的怜悯，通过他伸出他的膀臂，拯救了他。
Each of our stories are different.
我相信我们自己的故事都不一样，信主的故事。
But one fact is the same. God reaches into our lives and saves us through Jesus Christ.
但是我相信我们都拥有同样的事实或者经历，神都是通过他的伤赎，把我们回到他的身旁。
We are all sinners.Saved by God's grace alone.
我们都是罪人，只有神的恩典才能，把我们，只有神的恩典才可以救我们。
God in His mercy sent Jesus Christ, His beloved Son, into the world to save us.
神通过他的怜悯，把他独生子他独生子来到我们这个世界上来救我们。
In Jesus Christ, He took our sin upon Himself and nailed it to the cross.
是耶稣，他拯救了我，赦免了我们的罪，然后呢，最后也为我们死在十字架上。
But we have to accept this gift of God for us.
但是对我们来说，我们一定要接受神，给我们的礼物。
Now, for most of us, God used one of His people to bring us to Jesus.
对我们大多数人来说，神用了派遣他一个其中一个子民或者信徒来，来把我们带回到耶稣面前。
Who told you about Jesus？
接下去我们会问是谁告诉会叫是谁告诉你是谁是耶稣？
Let's just take a moment to say thank you to God for that person。
希望我们能暂停一刻，让我们再回想一下，感谢神，感谢神派那个人来救了我们。
Thank you, God.
感谢主。
So the first step in God's call on our lives is this life-changing experience of Jesus coming into our lives.
所以说，在神对我们生命的呼召的第一步，就是说我们的生命都要因为耶稣而发生改变。
However, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, the Apostle Paul tells us that it does not end there.
同样的，在以弗所书二章第十节中，门徒保罗告诉我们，所有的呼召并不是停止在这。
God has called every one of us into a discipleship with Jesus for a purpose.
神呼召我们每一个人，成为耶稣的信徒，都是有目的的。
So let us read from Ephesians 2, chapters 8, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10.
接下去我们要把以弗所书第二章八到十节经文读一下。
And this is what it says here. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship.Created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
我也把这经文读一下。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
This is great news.
对我们来说，这是好消息。
God in His mercy does not only save us by His grace, putting us in fellowship with Him, But also he prepares the good works for us to do.
神不但用他的怜悯拯救了我们，而且呢，他使我们与神和其他的人有很好的交通，并且神为我们预备了很多很多善功要去做。
God has a plan for your life.
神对我们每一个人都有一个他的计划。
He has a calling for each one of us.
他也一直在呼召我们中的每一个人。
He knows exactly how he has created you and what he has created you for.
他知道，他确切知道他是怎样创造了我们每一个人，并且其中的目的是什么。
He prepared and is preparing for us for the very thing that he will come into our lives.
神在过去和今天一直在为我们预备我们生命中的每一件事情。
He prepares for us the good things to do.
他一直在为我们预备很多善功去做。
Now to see a perfect example of what I just talked about, let us go to our text here that we're reading for our sermon today.
我接下去我们要通过一个完美的例子，我们可以看到神的计划是如何的在他的信徒中实现的。
Now in Acts chapter 13 verse 1, we are introduced to some of the dynamic leadership in the thriving, booming church in Antioch.
在使徒行传十三章第一节中，这样写到，我们这样了解到，是安提亚教会是一个非常兴旺教会，并且呢，他们有一些杰出的教会领袖。
And let me tell you, this place was really hopping. I mean, things were happening in this place.
其实这个安提亚这个地方其实是情况是很复杂的。
But to understand a little bit more, let's go to chapter Acts 11.Acts chapter 11, verse 19.
为了要理解这个故事的背景呢，我们有必要到《使徒行传》十一章十九节去。
What do we read there? Now those who had been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to Jews. But some of them, however,Men from Cyprus and Cyrene went to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. And the Lord's hand was on them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
嘉许把经文再读一下。那些因斯提凡的事遭患难四散的门徒，直走到腓尼基和塞浦路斯，并安提拉。他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲，但内中有塞浦路斯和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希腊人传讲主耶稣，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
What is it telling us here?
在这些经文是告诉我们些什么东西呢？
It tells us that some of them had the audacity to do things differently.
从这段经文当中，我们可以了解到，有一些人，有些宣教士，他们有胆量去做一些。很不同的事情。
They actually started to speak to real non-believers, to real heathen, and evangelize them.
其实他们是开始向异端徒或者异端来传福音。
Now in those days, that was a scandal for the Christian people who had mostly come from Jewish backgrounds, or people who had sympathized with them.
在那个时刻，对有犹太人背景的基督徒。或者同情犹太教的人来讲，向异端传福音是一件很可耻的事情。
But real non-believers, people who had never heard about Jesus, the true God, and people who spent their time maybe in temples with prostitutes and reveling in sin, what a scandal!
是这些真的是异端吗？这些人对神一无所知，并且整天以妓女泡在店里面，沉沦在罪中，真是可耻啊！
But lots of people, a great number of people, believe and turn to the Lord.
但是不可思议的事情呢，很多的人，确实很多数量的人，他们开始信了，开始跟随耶稣。
So what can we say?
我们能说什么呢？
Let's read on. In verse 22, it says, "News of this reached the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch."
在接下去的经文中这样写道，这风声。 风声传到耶路撒冷教会的人，教会的人耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，走到阿提亚为止。
I love it when the Bible tells us something so complex in such a short sentence.
在这迪特牧师非常喜欢这段经文，因为呢，这段经文这个把这个很复杂的情况通过很简短、很确切的句子把它表述写出来。
Can you just feel the plot thickening? The church in Jerusalem got wind of these strange things happening in Antioch.
你们有没有感觉到在这个情节变得越来越复杂了？在耶路撒冷教会，他们听到了在安提亚教会中发生一些非常奇怪的事情。
So what do? They call an emergency meeting, and after long deliberations that lasted into the late night or maybe days,They finally decided to send Barnabas to go check out these things in Antioch to make sure that nothing was going to go wrong there.
听到这些事情以后呢，他们怎么做呢？接下去呢，他们马上召开紧急的会议。他们在这个会议当中呢，他们经过详细的思考讨论，这个会议当场延续也许很长，也许几个晚上、几天。最后，他们决定打算派巴拿巴。去安提亚教会去了解真相，并且确保在安提亚教会所发生的事情是合法的，也他们不会有一些负面的影响，而导致将来出现会一些问题。
Did you ever ask yourself why did they send Barnabas and not, for example, James, the brother of Jesus, or maybe Thomas, the doubter? Why not him?
在你们读完 这段经文以后，有没有问过自己，他们为什么选择了巴拿巴，而不是说，比如说雅各或者说汤马斯去做这个事情
？Well, you see, God had uniquely prepared Barnabas for this kind of mission.
其实你们也看到，神在这已经特别准备好了巴拿巴来应付这种事工。
And in the same way, He has prepared you.For the calling that He has upon your life.
同样的，神也为你的呼召把你预备好了。
Now, who is this Barnabas?
接下去我们要了解一下这个巴拿巴究竟是谁。
In Acts chapter 4, verses 36, we are told that Barnabas' real name is actually Joseph, and he was a Levite that had grown up in Cyprus.
这个巴拿巴呢，在《使徒行传》四章三十六节中这样写道：“巴拿巴他的真实的名字是约瑟，他是利未人，他从小在塞浦路斯长大。
”That means he spoke Greek and was familiar with the customs of Cyprus.
这就是说，巴拿巴他可以说希腊文，并且呢，他也熟悉塞浦路斯当地的风俗。
And remember in our text it said, it was men from Cyprus who started the trouble about telling the gospel to the non-believers, to the non-Jews.
再次提醒一下，因为在圣经中是这样写到，是从塞浦路斯的人，那塞浦路斯人开始了所谓的麻烦，他们开始向非犹太人传福音。
Now Barnabas was what we call today a TCK, a third culture kid.
在现在这个世界当中，在现在这个世界中，我们把巴拿巴这样的人，叫做第三文化孩子。
A third culture kid is someone who grew up in a different culture than their passport or parents' culture.
这些第三文化的孩子们，他们是在另外的文化中长大，就是说跟他的父母亲不一样的世界文化中长大。
Many of your children who grow up here in Switzerland.They are TCKs, okay?
所以说我相信我们在座很多孩子，他们也叫 TCK。
TCKs neither belong to the culture here, or to the ethnic group here, nor do they belong to where you as parents grew up, but they amongst themselves are a group.
这些 TCK 这些孩子们，他们的文化不属于我们。就是不属于他们那个社区长大的那个文化，他们也不属于不了解我们做家长这个文化。相反，他们是在他们自己的那个圈子 TCK 就第三文化的孩子里面长大，这个圈子里面长大的。
So Barnabas was a Jew who grew up in Cyprus. He was a third culture kid.
所以说巴拿巴他是在他是犹太人，但是呢，他是在塞浦路斯长大。我们叫他 TCK。
Now, the Bible tells us something more about Barnabas. We are told that the name Barnabas is actually a nickname, and it means son of encouragement.
在圣经里面也更多记载关于巴拿巴。其实巴拿巴的也有他的笔名叫只是他的笔名了，他的真实的名字，他的意思就是说叫劝慰子。
This is a great indication of his character.
其实从这个笔名中我们可以看到，他已经表现出他的性格。
But he was also rich, but he was also very generous, because he had sold property and brought the money to the apostles for the church to use.
巴拿巴这个人不但很富有。而且呢，他也很慷慨大方，因为他把他所有的家产都卖了，卖了以后呢，他把这些钱财带到门徒前面，交给教会，用于教会的侍奉。
So when the church leaders in Jerusalem looked for somebody to send to Antioch, everybody was voting for Barnabas. He is the right one to go.
所以说，在那个时候，当教会的领袖在找一个他们可信赖的人去派到安提亚教会去时，每一个人都选择了巴拿巴。
God had clearly prepared this man for this mission that he was to do.
在这确实神也确明确的准备为巴拿巴准备好预备好了为这样去做这个比较特别的事。
And Barnabas was willing to accept the mission too.
同样的，巴拿巴也很愿意去做这个事情。
And look at how it turned out.
接下去我们看一下。
In the next verse, it tells us, when he arrived and saw the evidence of God's grace, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts.
在接下去经文当中，二十三节经文中这样写道，他到那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人。立定心志，很久靠主。
He says Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord.
所以说我们从中可以看出，巴拿巴是一个好人，充满了心中充满了圣灵和信仰，他把所有很多很多人带到了神面前。
There was a great revival going on in Antioch.
因此在安提亚教会当中有复兴在。
It sounds to me, though, that Barnabas was also a bit worried about the things that went on, because he says he encouraged them to stay true to the Lord with all their hearts. In the German translation, it uses the word, he warned them to stay true to the Lord with all their hearts.
从这些经文当中，迪特牧师觉得，巴拿巴听起来也有点一些紧张，有些担心。目前在安提亚教会的状况，因为他这样说到，巴拿巴劝勉众人要立定心志，很久靠主。如果说从德语的翻译当中这样说，他其实是在警告他人。
Now, if everything had been perfectly fine, he would not have had to say that.
如果说所有的事情都是很完美的话，他也没必要说这种鼓励人的话。
But he could foresee difficulties.
在这巴拿巴已经预见了一些问题。
But being the kind of guy God had made him to be, a guy that sees a glass half full and not half empty, he trusted God in this situation.
巴拿巴在这他已经成为神所预备的巴拿巴了。把半杯水看成是一半是满的，而不是一半是空的。在这种复杂情况下。巴拿巴完全把自己交托给神。
He had great faith, it says.
所以说巴拿巴他有他的信仰是完全是确切。
How we need this kind of a person or these kind of people in our churches today and on the mission field.
所以说其实在我们今天的教会，在我们今天的宣教事项上，我们也需要这样的人。
People with great faith and unwavering trust in God.
就是这样的信徒，他们有根深蒂固的对神毫不动摇的信心。
What about you and me?
我们的信仰是如何呢？
Would these words describe you and me? Good man, full of faith and the Holy Spirit?
是不是我们当中的兄弟或者姊妹是好的兄弟、好的姊妹？我们充满了圣灵和信仰。
Let me tell you, yes, you, me, we are these people today.
确实是这样。让迪特摩斯刚才说的，他已经告诉我们，我们是好的兄弟、好的姊妹，被圣灵充满。
Because also this, His Holy Spirit at work in us, is God's grace.
因为所有的这一切都是出于神的恩典，就是神在为我们身上做工。
Now God had given Barnabas great wisdom, and he knew things could easily get out of hand if there was not proper teaching that would follow the excitement of revival.
给巴拿巴也很多智慧，因为他知道如果没有正确的方式来引导复兴中信徒们的热激情。目前的状况很容易失去控制。
Realizing that the job would be too overwhelming for himself, he started looking for people who could help him disciple all these people who accepted the Lord, and to instruct them in the proper way of Christ.
巴拿巴他认识到，其实他这个事工也非常艰巨，对他一个人来说，他就开始找一些其他的同工。可以帮助他来带领这些新的信徒，并且呢，他的同工也可以帮他们，给这些新的信徒来教导正确的神学理念。
And as I assured, Barnabas was praying, asking God for guidance, and who did God bring to his memory to remember?
在这呢，弟兄们也非常确信，巴拿巴也一直在祷告，一直在祷告，寻求神的。指导或神的，他就问神，究竟是谁可以帮助他
？Yes, he brought Saul to his mind, the Pharisee who had that remarkable conversion experience on the road to Damascus.
在这神派出了扫罗，就是保罗了。保罗是大家都知道，保罗是法利赛人，他在去大马士革路上呢，他有非同寻常的转变信主的经历。
Now remember, Barnabas had been the only one who had trusted Saul after the conversion when he came to Jerusalem. The apostles, they didn't want anything to do with him. In fact, they were very afraid of this man.
其实在《使徒行传》九章二十六节中这样记载到，在扫罗信主以后呢，他来到耶路撒冷，那时候呢，只有巴拿巴接待他。所有其他的信徒呢都怕他，因为他不相信他是已经是一个门徒了。
And only after Barnabas stuck up for Saul and said, "This is a good man," was he allowed to talk to the apostles.
只有当巴拿巴力挺保罗以后呢，扫罗以后呢，扫罗才被其他的门徒所接受。
So Barnabas had seen God's great work in this man, Saul, and he recognized his extraordinary.capabilities to teach the word of God.
在这巴拿巴他看到神在保罗身上所做的工，并且呢，巴拿巴也清楚地认识到保罗、扫罗啊，他拥有杰出的能力来教导神的话语。
So that's why it says in our text, so in verse 25, then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch.And so for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people.
在接下来的圣经二十五节经文中这样写道：巴拿巴又往大属去找扫罗，找着了，他就带他来到安提阿去。他们只有一年的功夫和教会一同聚会，但是呢，他们教训了许多人，门徒称为基督徒，是从安提亚起始。
Now, did you ever wonder what it took for Barnabas to convince Saul to come and help him in Antioch?
在这你们有没有问到过为是什么原因，或者巴拿巴是怎样说服扫罗来跟他一起到安提阿教会的？
It probably had been 5 years since he had seen him last. In those days, we didn't have telephone. We didn't have any communication possibilities.
在那时候，当然了，已经是5年以前了。巴拿巴跟扫罗再见过面。在这5年当中，巴拿巴跟扫罗可从来没有联系过。
So not only had God prepared Barnabas uniquely for this mission, he had also given him contact with people that would be key to help him.
从这我们可以了解到，神不但不但把巴拿巴特别的在这神不但特别的把巴拿巴预备好为这样的事工，并且呢，神也给巴拿巴提出了一个也把扫罗派给他帮助巴拿巴。
It is worthy to note here that Barnabas saw that he could not do the job himself, but that he needed help.
在这很有趣要再提一下，就是说，因为巴拿巴确确的认识到、看到，他不能一个人做这个事工，他需要帮助。
This is important for us to remember. We are not alone.
所以说对我们来说也非常重要，我们应该意识到我们不是孤独的。
God has set us into community for a reason.
神把我们安排在这个社区当中是有理由的。
He doesn't want us to be lone rangers to do it all by ourselves. He wants us to involve everyone in the work to proclaim the good news to the world.
所以说神不希望我们成为一个孤独的或者单独的信徒，而是呢他一直祝福我们，我们大家一起同工，我们有这个团体力量来做工。
And that's why it's so important for us to have fellowship with each other, to pray with each other.
因此我们非常重要，我们要参加祷告会，参加团契，让我们互相祷告。
To listen to God, what he has to say to us as a community.
我们应该确切听到神是跟我们怎样说的，跟我们不光是我们自己，跟我们整个团契。
So as we look at the next verses there, the second verse says, so they, here they were, Barnabas, Saul, together with the others, Simon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Menean, who had been brought up by Herod the Tetrarch. They are from such different backgrounds. They were the first international church.
所以说在这，在为了这个事工，我们这有很多同工，有巴拿巴，有扫罗，还有其他人，就像称呼尼基的西面。古利奈人路球以及与马念与分封之王王里同年的马念，他们这些人都是从不同的背景出来，其实我们可以说他们是第一个国际性的教会了。
They are teaching and leading the church in Antioch, and things are really going great.
这些同工们他们在安提阿教会中侍奉，在带领整个教会。所有的事情进展得非常顺利。
But then what happens next?
接下去会怎样？
While they were worshipping and fasting, the Holy Spirit said to them, Set apart Barnabas and Saul for the work for which I have called them to do.
圣经上这样说，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
So while things are going really great for the church, God brings in a new dimension.
正当这个教会的侍奉、教会的事工进行得非常顺利的时候呢，但是呢，神带来了新的呼召。
And this is what happened while they were worshiping and fasting.
这也是正当他们在祷告、正当他们在进食的时候所发生的。
These people were really seeking the Lord.For what is best and what the way forward is for the church.
他们这帮信徒们，他们一直在寻求神，他们在寻求神告要寻求安神从那神从神那里得到安提亚教会发展的指导。
And this is when God said, reminded them of the special calling that Paul and Saul had.
在这神再次
Barnabas and Saul, sorry.
Okay. 在这神再次 再次回应他们，或者再次提醒他们神对他们的呼召。
God had spoken into Saul's life right at the beginning, because Ananias, when he turned to the Lord, when he was blind, Ananias came, and God had revealed to Ananias, this man will be the missionary or the apostle to the foreigners, to the non-believers.
其实是当保罗在刚信主的时候，神已经跟他说话了。那是主对。其实主对亚纳尼亚说，扫罗是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
We don't know exactly how Ananias told Paul this, but Paul tells us in Acts chapter 22 that God told him, or in a vision, in a trance,He heard God speak to him saying, Go, I will send you far away to the Gentiles.
当然在圣经没告诉我们神是究竟是怎样通过亚拿尼亚来传达对保罗的呼召，但是呢保罗在使徒行传二十二节中这样告诉我们，当他在耶路撒冷的殿里面祷告的时候，魂游向外，神对他说话，快赶紧离开，从这到外邦人去。
Remember, he did not tell them exactly what they had to do. He just told them about this calling. It was for them to figure out what was going to happen.
在这神没有告诉他确切的应该做什么，但是呢他只是向他呼召，然后呢接下去神在带领他。
And it was during the time that they prayed that God reminded them of these things.
所以说正当他们在这个时候寻求神生意祷告寻求神的意愿的时候呢，神再次提醒他们了这个呼召。
And the other teachers and leaders of the church agreed with this, and they blessed them. They came to the conclusion, yes, this is of God. And they had a commissioning service, and they sent them out with their blessing.
其他的教会里面的信徒们或者同工们也同意，他们觉得这个决定这是神的呼召，于是呢教会为他们进行了送行为他们送行，并祝福他们，为他们的宣教而不停的祷告。
So this first church set an example for every church to follow in the years to come to how to send others out to proclaim the gospel.
这个最早 church 呢也为我们树立这样的榜样，一直到今天告诉我们怎样去为宣教士们送行。
And this really reminds me of our being sent out by our church in America when we went in 1989 to Japan.
在这呢也再次提醒迪特牧师，他让他回忆起在1989年美国母会怎样送行差遣他和他太太到日本去宣教。
And how thankful we are for those who do send us out, who pray for us and stand behind us and support us financially.
迪特牧师呢一直对那些支持他们为他们祷告派他们出去的一些兄弟姊妹一直充满感激。
And let me remind you, not everyone is going, but some have to stay at home.And to that part, that is just as much a calling as anything else.
在这在很重要的一点是，不是并不是每一个人都得到呼召出去宣教，而是其中一部分人一定要在家里去支持宣教。
But just to get back to our text here, it had been over 10 years since Saul had that conversion experience and had heard about the call to go.To the Gentiles.
在这从扫罗信主的时候开始算起，在这从扫罗信主的时候，神所预示的呼召算起，已经一晃已经四年过去了。
And the Holy Spirit led them step by step, as we can read in verse 4, where it says, "The two of them sent on their way by the Holy Spirit went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus."
接下去呢神圣灵是一步一步的带领就扫罗和巴拿巴经常是这样写道，他们既被圣灵差遣就下到 溪流机，从那里坐船往塞浦路斯去。
And what did they do first? They sailed first to Cyprus. And remember, Cyprus is the place where Barnabas had grown up.
第一件事情他们做的事情就是他们来到坐船，坐船来到塞浦路斯。当然，塞浦路斯对于巴拿巴来说是非常熟悉，这是他的家乡。
And they took John Mark along.
在这他们把约翰一起带着。
He was a short-term worker.
约翰他是临时工了。
God is preparing that man, that John Mark, for what he had in mind for his life.
在这其实神已经有计划了，他一直在预备约翰，预备约翰，让他也去学他所要学的东西。
Because he became the man who wrote the first gospel, the gospel of Mark, for us.
以后呢，约翰呢成为第一个门徒写下第一本福音书，就约翰福音。
So isn't that amazing how God works things out?
从中我们可以看到这个神的计划是多么的完美。
But now what does that have to do with all you and me today, 2,000 years later?
所以说自从2000年以来，所以这些事情跟我们今天有什么关系？跟我们呼召我们去世界上宣教有什么关系呢？
Well, the task of proclaiming good news to all the world, it is not finished yet.
可是大家都知道，把福音传给全世界这个使命还没有完成。
We are told that there are over 10,000 ethnic groups in the world, and over 6,000 have never heard the gospel yet.
我们知道，在这世界上一共有超过10,000个少数民族，其中有6,000多个少数民族从来没有接触过福音。
Now God is at work, and His promise stands that He will build His church in all the world, and it will come to completion in His timing.
但是神一直在做工，到全世界去，到全世界去创建他教会的诺言一直还是有效的，并且在他的时候，就像神所保证的，所有的一切都会成就。
But how is it going to happen?
但是我们会问，究竟是怎样才能，这个大使命才会完成呢？
God ordained that it would happen through His people who do the good works that He has prepared for them to do.
其实神已经预定了，所有发生的一切都是通过他的信徒、他子民去履行神为他们所预备的，善功而实现的。
God's heart is for the whole world.
神的心意是关注整个世界的。
And He is calling us all to be involved in this task of bringing the good news to the whole world.
在这，神把我们所有的，把我们在座的每一个人都let me try again. 在这，神要求我们中每一个人都去参加去这个大使命，把这个福音传给全世界。
Most of us are called to stay right here at home and to be the salt and to be the light in our community, right at home.
但是，我们中的大部分人都得到呼召，而不是出去，而是待在家里，就成为这个社区的盐，社区的光。
But to some of us, God has given us a special desire or a burden for a special people or a special group.
但是我们中的也有一部分人，神会给我们特殊的负担，要出去给一些特殊的人群或者国家去传福音。
God put that conviction into people's lives, and then He confirms it by opening doors for them to go through. As they live their ordinary lives. I'm sorry.
很明显就是说，神一旦把他的呼召临到他的信徒的生命当中以后呢，加去，神会通过他们在正常生命中给他们提供各种各样的机会，给他们开门来应验他的呼召。
As we pursue and seek God's will in worship and in prayer, God will confirm His call. He will speak to us.
每当我们在崇拜、在祷告、在寻求神心意的时候，神会跟我们说话，神会应验他的呼召。
This is what we saw in our example with Barnabas and Saul.
这也是今天我们从这个巴拿巴和这个扫罗这个生命当中我们可以学到的。
They could not help it. God let them step by step, in the work to spread the good news into the whole world.
其实他们不能完全不能帮助自己，只有神才可以一步一步带领他们。从而向全世界传福音。
And they obeyed God's promptings by His Holy Spirit and kept trusting Him with their lives.
并且在这个过程当中啊，宣教士们通过圣灵来遵循神的指导，并且完全把自己的生命交托给神。
Let me challenge each one of you here, no matter what age you are at, let us keep on seeking the Lord.With all our hearts.
在这低头牧师要再一次激励我们在座的每一个人，不管你的年纪有多大，让我们继续用全身心的来追求神。
Keep reading His Word, the Bible.
不断的读经。
And give attention to the things that God brings into your life. Accept them gladly as from Him, whatever He brings into your life.
就是在你们的生命当中，我们要时刻关注神所赐的一切，并且欣然接受，因为神一直有他自己的计划，一直在预备我们。
Because the Lord is preparing you for what He wants you to do.
因为神一直在准备我们，预备我们，为我们将来要做的事情。
If He has given you a desire for some special country or special people.To speak to them about him, pursue the open doors. Wait for an open door that you can go through in order to pursue it.
如果说神给你有特殊的呼召或者负担，就是把福音传给一些特殊的国家或者人群，这时候他会为你开门，然后呢，你应该应该走进去，然后呢，继续追求他的这个护照。
You cannot miss his calling if you stay close to him, if you stay close in fellowship and listen to God through the prayers.
每当你在祷告或者在崇拜中亲近神的时候呢，你就不会错过他的护照。
In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, we are being encouraged and let us keep meeting together.Spurring each other on toward love and good deeds.
在希伯来书十章二十四节中这样写道：我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Next January 2013, my wife and I are hoping, God willing, to be able to go back to Japan because that's where He has called us to work.
在明年的一月份，迪德牧师和他太太会再次回到日本去宣教。
We are excited to be working there with international students in the International Church in Sapporo.
这次呢，迪德牧师和太太会去一个日本叫 Sapporo 的地方，他们会在一个国际教会里面服侍，来服侍一些主要是国际学生。
We also manage a guest home.For the mission.
他们也会为这个church来管理，教会来管理一家旅店。
But we know that we will face many new challenges, and we covet your prayers for us.
弟兄们是可以想象、可以预测的，他们会遇到很多很多的挑战，所以说他一直渴望我们在座各位的祷告和支持。
Only with God's blessing.And with His people standing behind us in prayer, can we expect to make a difference in Japan?
只有在低藤牧师的背后，有神的祝福和他子民的支持，他们低藤牧师才有机会，才有可能在日本事工上有所造就。
The story of God building His worldwide church through His people is not yet done.
神通过他子民在全世界建立他的教会，其中包括你和我的这个大使命还没有结束。
Everyone's part is vital, is important.
我们每一个人所扮演的角色都很重要。
So let us commit and dedicate ourselves anew to do our part as the Holy Spirit prompts us to the glory and to the honor of our Savior Jesus Christ.
因此，让我们再一次奉献我们的生命，承诺，做出承诺，就是通过圣灵的力量去完成神为我们所预定的使命，让荣耀把荣耀归于我们的救主耶稣基督。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Father in heaven,
亲爱的天父
，We praise you for calling us to yourself in Jesus our Lord.
我们感谢你，感谢你，你给我们呼召。
Thank you for calling us and preparing the good works for us to do, so that the good news of Jesus will spread to the whole world.
感谢你，感谢你呼召我们，预备我们，让我们有机会把福音传给全世界。
Father, we pray, by your Holy Spirit, make us willing instruments in your kingdom to do the work to your glory and honor.
天父，感谢你，感谢你。用圣灵来完备我们，让我们在你的天国当中成全你的大使命。
May the glory and the honor go to your name only. Amen.
把荣耀归于神。Amen. Thanks.
Good. 我们下面用一首诗歌来回应这首宣教中国诗歌。